you know, we believe that driving a vehicle is a privilege, not a right, and operating a vehicle needs to be done so with safety being the primary concern. You know, what people don't sometimes think about, when you get behind a vehicle, it can be a, you know, it can be a very serious thing, especially, you know, when I mean, it's thousands of pounds, you know, that you're operating. And so we just believe safety is paramount. And so we are in favor.
In favor of the implied consent, yes, the way it's written, et cetera.
Yes.
And I see what you mean. Again, it's not like their issue. This lady's issue, I guess, is that she should have been asked permission, or else it's unconstitutional. You seem to be implying, since it is a not a right but rather a privilege, perhaps it may not be. I don't want to put words in your mouth.
Yeah. No. Absolutely. Driving is a privilege, and I mean, when you read the South Dakota manual, driver's ed manual, that everyone has to take to get a driver's license, that's one of the first things they say. Driving is not a right, it's a privilege. And along with that privilege are responsibilities. And part of those responsibilities are, you are saying when you're operating a vehicle that you have your faculties 100% in line. And there's just no good reason, in my view, why someone wouldn't consent to having, you know, a blood test, especially if they're not guilty. So,
right. Well, I think the issue is, I mean, in a let's say, to be the devil's advocate, they somehow change the law to say that the officer must specifically ask permission before he can do this. Right now, it's implied. Would that be such a bad thing, or would that slow people down, or would it make it worse, or just what?
Well, you know, I think people need to recognize that you have a responsibility when you're driving a vehicle. And I think it's unfair to always put the responsibility on the patrolman or the police officer, you know, to have that letter of the law explicit. I mean, that is understood, that when you're operating a vehicle, if you are stopped and they think that you are driving impaired, that you will be getting a blood test. I guess in my view, I don't see that it's necessary that you be informed that, or, you know, offer consent.